welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Voodoo Bootwork Hour, brought to you by DrKeone.com at DrKeone.com and Lucky Mojo Curious Company, located online at Lucky Mojo Curio Company. I'm DrKeone, your host, along with our co-host, Pat Ironwood, on the west coast of California at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, along with husband Agashiva, who's manning the chat right here at FogTalkRadio.com/Lucky Mojo Bootwork Hour, and of course, all of the Mojo gang, and you, our listeners, from around the world. We're glad you're here, and we'd love to speak to you today about the problems in love, fear, and spiritual. Be able to guide solving the riddles of life, to empower yourself to mediate this situation through the tradition of African herbal magic known as Fudu. If you'd like to call us, get in on the show, listen online, or perhaps even talk to Ted Iron himself, you can dial 813-394-535. That's 813-394-8535. Or you can go online to blogtalkradio.com/Lucky Mojo Voodoo Rootwork Hour. Listen and participate in the chat. We'll be going to your calls in just a moment as you line up in the queue. But first, let's go out to California to the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, where our host, Pat Ironwood, is standing by. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a lovely, lovely, unusually warm afternoon out here for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
How are things with you?
Very well, thank you very much. Been working this afternoon, and actually got a chance to take a little bit of a nap just prior to the show here, so I can feel refreshed. And having a nice cup of hot tea, and I'm ready to begin with you. Mm-hmm.
All right.
A great week.
Well, I'd like to just talk a little bit about what's been planned for the May workshops again. Just want to remind people, we are getting apprentices lined up for the May 2nd through 6th apprenticeship week. This is for people who have graduated from my course. The apprenticeship week is free. You do have to provide your own lodging and your own food, except for two meals, which we provide. It's a five-day program. It's a work-study program. In other words, you get free training and lectures and how-to and hands-on training from me. But you got to work for me in exchange for it. No money changes hands. So we're getting it's going to look like a very large number of apprentices so far have signed up. If you do want to sign up for the apprenticeship and come out May 2nd to 6th, do contact Sister Robin at the shop, 707-887-1521. And then on May 7th and 8th, we have our annual workshops. And Dr. Keone is going to be there. Mavana Maloti is going to be there. Valentina Burton, Dr. E, I'm going to be there. Sister Robin. And we have a very large lineup of wonderful programs. If you get our newsletter, it'll all be revealed in the newsletter. If you don't get our newsletter, ask for it. It's an email newsletter, and we have details on all of the different programs that will be taught at the workshop, including bone casting in the Sangoma Zulu tradition, a road opening ceremony in the Palo tradition, a Palo protection amulet, doll babies of many, many types, mirror boxes, cooking with hoodoo herbs to make magical foods, and how to be a successful and well-paid psychic reader and increase your ability to earn a living as a root worker or psychic reader. So those are some of the workshops we have planned. There are more on the way. That's it. Just wanted to remind everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. to be had by all. So why don't you make your plans right now? You're sitting there and you're going, gosh, I really wish I could go to that. Well, gosh, why don't you really do? Okay? And get yourself in gear. You know, faith takes a step. Someone says that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step, okay? And so you've got to put your faith in motion by first declaring that you will attend the workshops and the ceremony that we're going to be conducting May 6th and 7th at Lucky Mojo. And then do some work behind it, some attraction work to pull in the money and start putting a little money aside. This would be a great time for them to maybe do a little stone spell for attracting money and keep it, especially for keep it money. And you might want to go on Kat's website and get that spell for money stay with me, so that the money that you're saving right now will be the money that you can use when you come out to see us in May. What do you think about that, Kat?
I think it's a really a good step for people who want to take this thing seriously. I mean, there are always people who just want to get by, but I know that the people who listen to this radio show are hoping to pick up a few tricks and learn a little bit more conjure. And the workshops are just one of the simplest way you can do it. The price of the workshops is very low. There's no admission fee. You can take whatever workshops you want, and the prices for those vary from $10 to $50 per workshop, and they last from 1 to 2 hours. So just, you know, think about it. If you can make it, we're here. And if you are going to come out, it would help if you call Sister Rob and tell her which ones you want to pre-register for. We're also thinking, Dr. K, and we may implement this very soon, for people to prepay for the workshops with PayPal directly to the presenters. Because, as you know, the church and Lucky Mojo get no money from this. It's not done for money, but the presenters get paid. And so we're thinking of having pre-registrations conducted that way. What do you think of that?
I think it's a good idea.
I think so, too. That was Sister Robin's idea. So we're just gonna work our way through that. Now, if people want to be on the radio show and have cards read for them, we have some people pre-signed up, and these are people who have either signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum, which is forum.luckymojo.com, or they have pre-signed up at My Hoodoo Space, which is myhoodoospace.ning.com. And each of us has a little area where people can put your name, put your area code, and tell what your situation is and why you want a reading and what kind of spell work we can do for you. We will determine from that reading. And we will put you on the air, but you have to sign up first. All right, are we ready for our first caller?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, I want to get this first one in. I want to get this one because this person has been waiting a while. They were like the last one in the line last week, and they didn't get taken. They turned around, and 5 minutes after the show was over, they put themselves first for this week. So this is Amma Sarah, A-M-A-S-A-R-A-H, Amma Sarah. And Amma Sarah is at area code 646, New York, New York. And has had a reading, but is calling back about a different matter. So this is a different, whole different ball game. We're just going to start with something here. So here's the thing. Can you see area code 646?
Area code 646. Amma Sarah, you're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Kat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Keone. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. Good. All right.
How
I'm going to read. I'm going to read what Amma Sarah wrote. We just get this through, through the forum. A few years ago, I was feeling general dissatisfaction with my life, so I decided to make some changes. I ended up relocating to Spain, where I spent the next 4 years. There I found the life I always wanted, and better yet, felt like I found my home. Despite how great it seemed, things slowly started to unravel. My relationship failed. My circle of friends disintegrated. I could never establish myself professionally. Even the dog I adopted didn't make it. So I moved back home, and I find myself about to resume the same life I once tried to change. Can you please help me shed some light on what happened and why I was sent back to my old life? Was it I not meant to leave? How can I find my way forward again, both personally and professionally? That's the question.
Mm-hmm. So Amathera, are you there?
Well, I don't know if this is the person that it's supposed to be, but this is not Amathera. I'm calling from a 646 line.
Okay, we have two 646s here, Kat.
Okay,
we have this person already that we're talking to here. It'd be kind of rude now to tell her we can't talk to her. You want to go ahead and talk to her?
That's why we asked you. Honey, that's why we asked you if you were Amathera at the very beginning.
I'm sorry, right? I couldn't hear you. I have a Super Bowl thing going on in the background, so it's loud in here.
All right.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you.
Do you want to talk to us or do you want to watch the Super Bowl? Make up your mind, because we have other people who want to talk to us.
No, I actually do want to speak to you guys. It's important.
All right. Did you pre-register and sign up?
I'm registered on your site, but I don't know how to do that.
You didn't fill out a pre-call ID?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, let's work with you then, but let's see what we can do. All right. But Amathera is still waiting, and I really want to get to her too. All right.
Okay. The question that I have, I actually had some work done on a past relationship that ended quite suddenly and kind of abruptly, and it really ended with me not having really any answers. And I was really trying to find out, was it my fault that the relationship ended, or was it the other person? Was it just the fact that she just didn't want it anymore, or was it somebody else? Or
all right. First of all, I'm going to ask you, since we know you're not Amathera, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name, honey?
My name is Poetic Apostle in your line. I'm like registered with you guys. My name is Megan.
Okay. It was Poetica.
Poetic Apostle. I'm on your forum.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, the first card I get here is a card that says, it's called the Four of Pentacles. This is, it says to me that you, in a way, were in a relationship, but then got kind of moved out of the relationship. This is a little king who's lost their castle, they've lost their throne, they've lost everything, and they're still clinging with everything they've got, everything they have left. So what I'm seeing here is that this other person, it's about your clinging to the other person after they've gone more than that you drove them off accidentally. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next card I get is a card called the Seven of Swords, and that tells me that there's something about this other person. They might not have told you the entire truth about themselves. Seven of Swords is usually a card of a liar or a deceiver. Did they lie to you in some way?
She has some mental issues that she didn't divulge to me in the beginning of our relationship that came out after we broke up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think in a way, what I'm seeing here is that you're a person who wants stability and would cling, even though this other person did not exactly tell the whole truth, presented themselves as something they were not. Seven of Swords shows a person stealing some swords and like sort of pretending to be like they're in charge, but they're not. They're really just a thief. And and then the third card I have here is not a great card either. And it says to me that this person did something really to hurt you. I mean, they really felt like they were hurting you, and they did hurt you. It's the Three of Swords, and that's a heart with three swords stabbed through it.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been some tears, and there's been some sorrow about this. My sense of it is it wasn't something that you could prevent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm seeing. What about you, Dr. K? What do you see?
Quite frankly, I see a lot of, it's almost like an emotional, jigsaw puzzle, what I am picking up here. And so, I'm not bringing anything into focus here other than that this, individual that you were involved with had something ruling over her head, as we would say this was. Could you turn your phone down or your television down, please?
Okay, no problem.
I asked you to do that when we started.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so...
is it better now?
This person has something... Thank you, yes. This person has something ruling over her head, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a spirit. It is a spiritual issue here that contributed to... the breakup in this relationship. I'm not quite sure where we're going with this. We don't just do, you know, psychic readings, you know, like a, you know, an 800 line or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure what else this lady wants to know here.
Well, I wanted to know, was it a possibility if we're going to reconcile at some point? I did a reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just finished, like, the whole thing and,
okay, Kat, I turned her mic off.
I don't see a reconciliation would be of any benefit to you. You may make a reconciliation if you try, but I see this as a doomed cause, a situation that is not to your benefit. The same problems will crop up again. I also feel there's something going, like Dr. Kay said, something going on in this person's head or mind that's not revealed to us. I think that you would do better to move on. This situation has brought you enough problems already. It's not going to get any better if you bring that person back. If it was me, I would do a cut and clear and cut them out of my life. That's it. I just,
okay.
You know, that in 25 words or less, whatever you could do, don't bother. Just it's over. Just go. Because this person has not been completely honest with you, and there's a lot more problems in this person's future, and they would only bring you more sorrow.
This chaos is what I see, that I had the tower card over that relationship. So I'm just chaos,
yeah.
After more chaos, after more chaos. I muted her microphone because I asked her to turn the television down, and there was still quite a bit of background noise with this person.
Mm-hmm.
So we... I'm not apologizing for that because we asked you once. We said make up your mind, talk to us or talk to or watch the football game. I'm a football point fan. I do not have the football game on. So you can do that because, you know, you're on that side of the phone over there. But we have other people who are trying to listen to the show and have a quality experience. The last thing we want to hear is a football game or, you know, kids or you know, the neighbors in the background, you know, yelling and so forth. So, folks, when we put you on the air, please be in a noise-free environment or I will turn your microphone off, okay? It's just as simple as that. All right. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to say one other thing. Seven of Swords in the second position often tells me as a reader that that there's more going on with my client than I know, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to say
mm-hmm.
that. Okay. So let's find Amasera, okay, because Amasera's been waiting now for 2 weeks.
Okay, and that's area code 646. I think I have her here. Okay. Yeah, I think I have her now. Is this Amasera?
It is. Hello?
Okay.
Hi.
There you are.
Hi.
Okay.
I am a little embarrassed that you noticed I signed up 2 minutes after in the next week.
Yeah. All righty. So
you had an imposter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seven of Swords, yeah. So you want to know about what happened with... going to Spain and why things just didn't work out. One thing after another, the doors were closed. Even as you said, even the little rescued dog didn't make it. And
exactly.
And you wonder what if you were it was a mistake to go there or whether you were sent there for a reason. Now you're back and you're just kind of wondering what was all that about, right?
Exactly. Like why am I back where I started when it's the place I don't want to be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand. So. Dr. Kay, would you start this reading?
Okay. So she wants to know, why is she now back home here in the United States after thinking that she had an auspicious start overseas in Spain. Why she's back, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, turning cards for you here. All right. Just trying to do two or three things. Ooh. Okay.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Well, the reason why I said that is because the first thing that I pick up here is it's relationship, and somebody is working on you to make you come back. Somebody work.
You know, I kind of
someone
worked
on you. The Five of Swords is in the past. Come on, talk to me. Yes, what?
I kind of had that feeling in the back of my mind,
mm-hmm.
but this was before I even knew this world existed. I had this feeling that somebody was sort of pulling me in some direction, and I couldn't understand who or what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So whom were you involved with before you left?
Well, I was involved with somebody in what I thought was a really wonderful relationship, and overnight it became a disaster. But there was somebody else in Spain mm-hmm. that kept trying to get my attention, and from little comments that he would make, I got this sort of feeling that he was involved in some sort of ability to manipulate sort of on the hoodoo level or the hoodoo spear, this sort of dynamic. And I always wondered in the back of my mind if he sort of had his fingers and how my relationship instantly failed and how I was never able to recover what was really something that was quite lovely.
Yeah, this was, this guy, I believe, is the person that you see that you're talking about that did this. In fact, he looks like he's very well capable in the area of juju, has someone that does something, because there's a woman who represented here in the cards who wields power both of the heavens and the earth, you see, by what I see here in the imagery. Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah, and he appears to be someone who has money around him or resources as well. From what I picked up in the cards here. Is that correct about him?
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's him. Father Stone shows him. Father Cup says yes about him. Two of Stones was the intention behind this cat. And the Two of Stones actually sits under the Alchemy card. The Father of Cups is under the Three of Cups. The Father of Stones is under the Six of Cups. And the Strength card is under the Relationship card, the Lover's card, with the Five of Swords starting it all out. So, yeah, this is someone who pulled me back. It did quite well, actually. You know, aside from the juju, he looks like he might be a solid man. Aside from
He is. He would be mm-hmm. a great catch for anybody, but I just wasn't interested.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I don't think he ever expected me to leave the country.
Yeah. What I see here, too, is something similar. I see the Hanged Man, which says that you were, in some ways, you were tied and bound. You were hung up. You were innocent of this. You were hung up. The Two of Coins, which is what Dr. Keone calls Two of Stones, same card. I got that one. And that is the waves up and down on the ocean, little ships on the ocean, juggling the two coins. You may end up going back to Spain again at some point.
I feel it in my gut, yeah.
Yeah, because there's still infinite potential here, but you've been pulled in two different directions. There's been too much, there was something done here to restrain you from having your free choices. And whether or not that's a person who you want to have a relationship with at this point, that's what I'm seeing is that they did something to you. Something was done to you to make this happen. Now, you are still in this coming and going back and forthness. I'm going to ask a practical question because the third card is a more future-looking card. You know, I do past, present, future, and it's the Two of Wands. And we had the Two of Coins, now the Two of Wands. This shows a man dressed like Christopher Columbus or somebody holding a globe of the earth in his hand, and he's, ready to sail across the ocean. So, question is, do you intend to try to get things together and go back to Spain?
Not necessarily Spain, but I feel like my calling is somewhere else. I just don't know where that place is. And
well,
I sort
it
of
is.
Have it in. Okay.
Yeah. What I'm seeing
don't
here.
I don't know where.
Yeah. Well, what I'm seeing is here. You will make another long trip. You are going to move again, and the world is yours. This guy holds the world in the hand and says, "I can sail, and I'll get there." There are a couple of interesting pieces of information on this card. On the man who's holding the wand is holding one, and there's another wand, and it's in a metal bracket on the parapet here on the ledge. And you will, the next time you move, there will be a solid partnership involved. Either you will move with someone, or you will meet someone, or you'll move to someone, or you'll meet someone. It will result in a partnership. Could be a business partnership, could be a love partnership, could be a whatever. The cards does not say only a marriage or love relationship here. It can just be there is a partner involved, a companion. Also, on this card, we see two roses crossed with two lilies. Again, the idea of a partnership of two people of different temperaments. Okay, so you will travel again. You are not stuck in New York. You're going to find another way to go someplace, and it's your life will be spent again overseas. Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
You.
Now I'm going to recommend some work to do to bring that to pass, because I don't want to just leave you with a tarot card and say, "Here's your future." You know, if I was you, I would get a globe of the world. Literally, there's a picture of that guy holding the globe of the world. I want you to get a globe of the world. And just it can be made of anything. It can be carved in glass. It can be made of ceramic. It can be paper mache. It can be plastic. Whatever you think looks pretty and the way you like it, you know, I want you to have that globe of the world and put it on your altar. If it comes in a convenient way to spin, you know, like sometimes they're balanced in, you know, mm-hmm. rods and they can spin, so much the better. I want you to have that, and I want you to smoke that with some incense, road opener incense. Depending on what it's made of, you can't wash it or, you know, or bathe it or anything like that, or oil it. So I want you to just be smoking that thing with incense and use road opener incense. And I want you to just pray very hard. Let my road be open to me. Smoke it with incense. I would like you to do it with what's called a thurible. Do you know what a thurible is?
No, I don't.
Okay. There's two kinds of ways to burn incense. Well, three kinds. One is to burn them on a, you know, stick incense on a little holder that's fixed in place. The other one's an incense brazier. That's a little, usually a little pot with three legs, and it just sort of sits there. A thurible is an incense burner that hangs from chains. And sometimes you see it in the churches. You got it. Okay. I want you to have, or you could use smudge in your hand, a sage smudge or something like that is done in your hand, but I don't want you to use sage. I want you to use road opener incense. So you need something to put it in that hangs on the chains. You can buy them. We sell them. Everybody sells them. You can find them all over eBay and all over the Internet. Any price, any range you want. But I want you to be able to take that thurible with the road opener incense in it, and I want you to have that little globe, and I want you to spin the globe. And I want you to spin it the way the globe actually spins. Now, you got to think about this. The globe spins one way. You know, I mean, if you were looking at it from God's point of view, you know, I mean, it spins one way and not the other way, right? Spin the globe as it spins, and then I want you to go around that but it's the same direction, but fast, with the thurible and get the incense all around. I want you to do it in seven loops. This is, you start sort of at the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You make a cone. You see what I'm doing? You're combing up. Okay? And as you do that, I want you to be praying. You're going to get to the point where you can do this very much without rehearsing it. So you're going to go around and around. And as you go around these seven loops, and don't bother counting them. If it doesn't come out right, it's not right. But that doesn't matter. The real thing is that your prayer is what's going up here. Lord, direct my path that I might find my new home wherever I belong on this beautiful globe that you have made. Right? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it will come to you. It will come to you. But you have to smoke that thing and work on it. If you feel that there's some place that's right, I don't know, you know, whether it's Trinidad or Morocco or Ethiopia, wherever it is, when you start to feel that pull, you'll know. Get something of that place. Now, I don't mean go online and get a picture of something there. I mean get something of that place. that was made there. But even better, just a stone. Go online and say to somebody, listen, I will pay you to ship me a rock from Sweden or wherever it is. Send me some dirt from in front of that church in Portugal. What, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I want
yeah.
you to have that thing when you know where you're going. I want you to have that thing, and I want you to keep that on your altar and work with that through affirmative prayer. You'll be where you're going to need to go. It's going to work for you. You are not stuck in New York, okay?
Oh,
but keep your goal, and that kind of prayer is an affirmative prayer, you know, where you say, you know, thank you, God, for directing my footsteps that I may be where I belong on this earth. Okay?
Yes.
Right.
Should I do that every day?
Well, should you what?
Should I do that every day? Smoking
I would do it every morning when I get up. Yeah. Just make it a regular thing. This is, you know, let this be the day that my footsteps are directed toward my place on earth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's some reason why you weren't supposed to be in Spain. It had to do with someone, as we just said, binding you, directing you, whatever. But there is, you're not meant to be in New York either. There's another path for you here. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Well, thank you so much. This is a wonderful program, and I love your products and your forum and everything, and thank you both of you.
Okay.
Sure.
Good luck to
Thank
you.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. And I will say to caller, as she hangs up here, that you're not crossed up. Okay? So I was checking to see if she required cleansing work, that type of thing. And, of course, we all need to do cleansing work as, you know, as a matter of routine. But because someone is working on you, a lot of times you need to look to see if that type of work has actually tied you up and, you know, has you crossed up, as we like to say. So I don't see that her path, her life is actually crossed up, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pick up anything like that of yourself?
No, me neither. In fact, I think ultimately, I mean, something was done that broke the Spain thing, but I don't see it as carrying through into the future.
I think just a
road opener and a prayer to be guided in the footsteps is what's all that's necessary at this time.
Sometimes that's all that's required, folks. It really
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That was a real good call. You ready for another one?
Yeah. Do you want to do the next one?
Okay. I think so. Area code 347 is what we have here in the forum at jujucentral.net, which is also known as myhoodoospace.ning.com. And we have area code 347. Mr. Richard is calling, and he says he has same financial difficulties, but has been building self-employment and spiritual understanding as best possible in the midst of them. Oppressive living situation and lots of catch-22 hurdles I've been trying to overcome for a long time with mundane effort, spiritual work, etc. How do I make my life work? Am I heading in the right direction? Will something open up for me in the near future? Or do I have much longer to wait for things to work out? Have you ever received a reading or root work from Dr. Keone or Ms. Kat before? The answer is no. So that's our caller Richard from area code 347. Are you there?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
We're well, thank you. And Kat, if you don't know, this is a fellow practitioner, by the way, that is on the phone. And so I've know Richard from the myhoodoospace.ning website and from his Hoodoo blog. And so it's certainly a pleasure to have you with us today, Richard.
Thank you so much for having me, really.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
So do I know you, Richard?
No, I don't believe you do. I mean, I know of you because you are fabulous, but but
well, thanks.
Yeah.
But see, I mean, there's so many Richards. That's why I ask if I knew you. All righty. So you're strange to me. Well, I've laid out three cards already just when I was hearing this description, And I'm going to tell you what I see, and then Dr. K can tell you what he sees. First card I see is a card of the Ten of Wands. This is a man carrying a heavy burden, heavy load, trying to get somewhere, but he's tired out. It was a card of the past. You have had things to carry that have been extraneous to your goal. In other words, this man is trying to get to a little house, he's trying to have a little garden, he's trying to have a little life, but he's carrying other things that are a burden to him. He thinks he needs them for what he's doing, but he doesn't necessarily. So it's been a tiresome path, and it's sometimes almost like this man with his head buried in his staves, he's almost loses sight of his goal. So that's been worrisome. The card of the present shows a much better situation. It's called the Three of Pentacles. This is a card of three people building a church together. We have a priest, an architect, and a stonemason. Stonemason's on a little wooden bench. He's up above the others. He's got a hammer and chisel, and he's carving in freestone on the walls. It is not a card of money, although it is a money card, a coin card, because there are no golden coins on this card. It's the only coin card with no golden coins. They're just carved in stone. So this tells me you need to do your apprenticeship, your journeyman work, before you can become a master at this point. You need to work for the social good. You need to work with others. There are three people here, and they honor the young workman. The priest is an older person who is sort of the person who owns the territory. They, you know, here's my land, here's my money, let's build a church for my denomination, right? The architect is somebody who is more of a guide. Do it this way, do it that way, here's your plans, and is in fact holding blueprints of how to do it. And they look up to this mason, and they say, you know, you're doing a good job, but really the job is good only so far as it is done in a church setting, by which I don't necessarily mean a Christian church, although the picture is of a Christian church, but a spiritual context. In other words, not to be doing magic just for the sake of magic, but for the sake of helping others, a social thing, maybe doing some pro bono work, doing work to help others to grow that way, and having some solid teaching and some solid guidance. Okay. Third card is the Three of Wands. So we went from the Ten of Wands to the Three of Wands. Here's a man on a hill. This is the card of the magician reversed, in other words, seen from the back. It's the magician who starts off all fresh, like, hi, I'm Mr. Magic. But here he's been standing on a hill for quite a while, waiting for his ships to come in. His clothes are patched and tattered. But if you use my deck right away, you'll see it's the magician, same guy. And he's got three wands. That's kind of interesting because we had the Three of Coins, now the Three of Wands. He is standing at sunset, and the sky is just starting to turn golden. The water on the bay is golden, and three little ships come in. Within 3 years, you will have achieved your goal. But it's going to take a little longer than you thought it would. That's my reading.
Mm-hmm. I also have the Three of Stones here in the present, along with you, Kat. You have the Three of Pentacles. I'm using the Quest Tarot, so it is the Three of Stones.
Mm-hmm.
And this card is Mars in Capricorn energy with this card. The Hangman sits in the past here reversed. So, yes, there's something that delayed you, something that got you hung up here. And the feeling, Richard, is that you did a lot of self-sacrificing. As Kat said, you were taking on and dealing with things that had nothing to do with your life and where you're going with your life. And that is reflected, I think, by the Judgment card, or in the Quest Tarot, it's called the Rebirth card, sitting in the future, as you, and it is reversed. So you're looking for a new start, you're looking for a new beginning, you're looking for the path, so to speak, and you're wondering, okay, where, how do I get out of this? Which road leads me away from this? Which, you know, what work gets me going again? And that is going to come to you, as Kat said. It's going to come to you, sir, but it's going to be a little later this year. I have a timing card in your future here that points toward the end of the year, between September and November, reversed here. And then the Six of Swords is the fifth card. So that tells me that you're going to recognize and make the decisions that you recognize, but you're going to have to work quite diligently here because we have Mercury in Aquarius with the Six of Swords, and that does indicate putting together a lot of different ways of doing things, especially with conjure and alchemy. So I'm not quite sure what we're speaking to in your life. I'm going to give you a moment to respond, but that's my read on it as well, Kat. So, Richard, what do you say?
Well, it's really interesting. And once again, thank you for reading. I've been unemployed for about a year and a half, and around last year, I had some experiences where gifts that I shared pretty regularly with people were saying this is something that you need to share more openly and become, much more open about doing. And I did that. I began to build and share and really connect with community.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, my current living situation, and this has sort of been the wrench in the machine, I'm no longer actually allowed to practice here. So what has become sort of my only, not, you know, huge, but, you know, my only income, not only that, but my passion, is sort of, you know, another sort of wrench in the system. I don't really know how I can move forward with my current practice without moving. However, I don't have the funds to do that.
Well, you know, what this is, that Ten of Wands. This is that person who needs to get to a new home. Remember I said that very mid at the beginning before you even said anything. So you're carrying this heavy burden. You've got to get to a new home. And whether it's finances that stops you or finding a roommate, I mean, come on, be creative. How old are you, hon?
24.
24? Hey, you're at the age where people share rooms and share roommates. Just go for it, man. At 24, you're free, right? You don't have any children?
No.
No, just go for it. You know, just do what you're going to do. You got to get out of where you are. And the Three of Pentacles says not a lot of money. You're really going to be stuck for money. But three good comrades, of which you are one. And it's possible. You know, there are so many, anybody who says, I can't do it, I can't find a place to live, I can't do the right thing, for God's sake, start thinking outside the box. What about that 82-year-old, wonderful Wiccan lady who needs somebody to be a housekeeper, and she'll let you burn all the candles in the world in her house if you just sign on to be her housekeeper and she gives you the guest bedroom? See what I'm saying? There's a million people out there who need your help. You're 24 years old. You can drive, right? You got a driver's license?
Yes.
You got a driver's license? You got able to change a light bulb?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. I mean, I'm asking. I'm serious here. Can you cook?
Yes, very well.
All right, you got a home. All you got to do is find someone who needs those things and doesn't have a lot of money. It might not be, you know, you're 24. Do it for a year and set some money aside. Don't be stuck. Don't be stuck. That Ten of Wands, you're just worn out. That path you're on is done. It's done. You'll never get to that little house. You got to find some place. You got to find some people who need the youth and skills and strength that you have and who will also be teaching you a little bit maybe. You need some guidance. You need some mentorship. It's going to, like I said, Dr. K says at the end of the year, this year, I'm looking at 3 years before you really feel that your ship's come in. But I do see it. It's going to happen. But you need to get out of your I can't do it and get into you. How am I going to do it? Because you are, you know, it's your life and you're young. You're young. You got all the strength, muscular strength now. You got all your intellectual strength and development. You got your spiritual strength. It's just beginning. So it's just start putting one foot in front of the other.
So, Kat, how do we help him break free of what is confining him?
Well, you know, the thing is, truthfully, I would just put on some power at this point, crown of success or something. Seriously, not every situation needs a magical solution. I think this is right under your nose and it's practical. It's mundane. I mean, yes, you know, garb yourself in the full armor of your strength and your spiritual practices. I don't know you at all, apparently, so I don't know what you do. But, you know, whether you are, like I said, doesn't matter to me whether you're Hoodoo, whether you're Wiccan, whether you're Santeria, whatever spiritual practices you know, go for whatever version of those spiritual practices that lead to personal power and success. If it was Hoodoo, I would say, well, you know, John the Conqueror root, Crown of Success oil. Get a John the Conqueror root and mix together John the Conqueror oil and Crown of Success oil, and rub on that root and just hold that root in your hand when you go out looking for what you're looking for. You know, that's the way to do it. Or carry it in your pocket. You know, you need maybe some Crucible of Courage oil. You know what I'm saying? What's missing here is not the way forward. What's missing here is the don't keep your head in the clouds. One foot in front of the other and just take those steps. That's what I'm seeing is more practical. You see?
Definitely.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say one more thing. You said where you are now, you're not allowed to practice. Where are you now? Who are you living with?
With family.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's just not where it's at. 24 years old, come on. Young wolves leave the den, you know?
You're telling me. Yeah.
Time to leave the den. Okay? I'm serious. And you'll find others. Don't fall into a frightening lifestyle. Don't fall into a scary roommates from hell on drugs. But, you know, get out there and just, you know. Now, you said you've been unemployed. What do you do for a living?
I majored in theater and performance. I'm kind of an academic as well. I've applied mm-hmm. to some grad schools, mm-hmm. so I'm looking to see how those pan out in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this will be grad schools in theater?
Sort of. It's performance studies, which is sort of theater and anthropology.
Okay, all righty. That sounds great. So Crown of Success is good for that. King Solomon Wisdom to get your admissions and pass all tests and things like that. Crown of Success is always good. Put them in a honey jar. If you know this work at all, put anybody who can accept you into a honey jar. But I'm going to tell you something and tell you true. The longer you stay at home, the farther back you're falling because this thing is weighing you down. And you can succeed. You can. But it's going to be a rocky road economically. But how much calories do you need? I mean, you know, young man like you, you may need a couple thousand calories a day. That's all you need. Come on. You can find a couple thousand calories lying around. You know what I did when I was your age? I grew my own vegetables, right? You know what I did when I was 18? I ate food out of the dumpster, and I'm not kidding. I'd go out behind the Safeway grocery store and fish food out of the dumpster because I had to make it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to hear none of this, you know, oh my gosh, my parents, I'm living with family, whatever. I mean, grow up.
No, I've dumpster dived as well. It's not
okay,
bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. But you know, I'm just saying to you, there is nothing holding you back here but looking at the wrong things. You're looking at your burdens. That's the man, the Ten of Wands. You're looking at your burdens. You're not looking to find that community of people working for social good. And my gosh, if you have an interest in theater and anthropology, that's a unique combination, and you know it's a niche that you can fill. And if you do really want to learn how to do root work and how to do practice like this, you know, get out there, meet people, and become a real part of doing it. You may need some guidance, but you can do it, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
All right.
So, Richard,
I'm sorry to be
things I'm going to Jeff Katz. Go ahead.
I was going to say, sometimes Granny Cat, you know, says, just do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Yeah,
a big question of mine was there, you know, sort of a hold on my life? Was there something... And apparently, you know, if it's only a hold that I'm creating, then that's something for me to know, and I can put that last worry out of my head.
Yeah, yes. And Naga Shiva just made a little post here on the chat room, which is interesting. He says, orchestrate rituals socially. And that's an interesting thing. If you have a theatrical background, are you associated with any kind of ceremonial magic order?
No, but I actually have a long history of doing group ritual and leading group ritual.
All right, so you have that capacity, all right? So now what you need to do is hook up with some people who need that kind of help. See, you have a talent that they don't have. There's people who know a ritual but don't know how to, you know, there's people who are shy, whatever. If you know about staging, if you know about blocking, if you know about costume, if you know about props, you know that ritual events really do require a theatrical background. So that's unique. And if his anthropology is your interest, you know, then again, you can stage these. Nagashiva just mentions community centers. You could stage such a thing at a community center. Come on, put yourself out there on the line and just do it. But I think you do need helpers. You do need friends. You need colleagues. Where are you located?
I'm on Long Island.
Long Island. Well, that's not the best place in the world. I mean, you know, it's
no.
kind of funky. You might want to move closer into town. You know, but you know, even so, there's plenty of people in New York and New Jersey who are looking for spiritual paths. All right, I'm done preaching, I think.
Thank you so much.
Sure. One of the things I'm going to tell you to do, Richard, here as we as you hang up here, one of the things I'm going to tell you to do, sir, is get yourself a red brick, just one solitary red brick. And I want you to write all of the perceived and actual blocks that you feel prevent you from moving forward on this brick. Just get a felt marker and write all over this brick everything. Okay, I don't have a place to stay. I don't have enough money. Mama won't let me go, or whatever the case may be. And I want you to take this brick and wrap it up in some black cloth, and take a hammer, and over a period of 9 days, I want you to bust this brick up. We're going to bust your problem up. I want you to work with road opening candles, blockbuster candles. I want you to work with van, things that move energy and just like the Drano cat, you know, you know, just pushes the clog right out of the drain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of ritual that I want you to do. And when you have pounded this thing, this brick, into pebbles, you take these problems and you go deposit them in a source of running water to indicate that everything that has blocked you is now going to no longer stop you. You can dispose of it that way, or you can dispose of it another way if you are led by the Spirit. But this is a very, very simple, simple ritual, but it will help you to focus the energy in that direction. And even as you bust up this brick, so will the very, very stubborn problems that have lingered and hindered you be broken and scattered.
That's it. I just have to say something here, Dr. K. I first learned that spell from Papa Jim down in San Antonio, Texas. I didn't know you knew that one. That is so cool. I love that thing. I don't know where you learned
it,
but I learned
it. I learned it from no one. I work intuitively by the Spirit. The Spirit shows me visions and tells me how, and gives me recommendations for people, even while we talk on the phone and when I'm doing readings for them. I get visions, or I will hear my Mfumbe speak the thing to me. Now, have I done anything similar to that? Yes, I have, with a stone. But have I ever actually used brick? No. Tonight, the Holy Spirit said, tell him to use a brick.
Yeah, that's
no one
wonderful.
Has ever told me before. That's
so cool. That is so cool. I love it when these things come together that way. That is a good spell. And I knew right when I knew you were going to say throw it in the water. I just could, you know, I could see it coming. It was like, ah.
You're wait a minute. Where did he get that from?
That's what we call spirit led. And Miss Michael, I just have to make a little shout out to Miss Michael, is in the chat room. She says, Miss Michael, is that Papa Jim Sisyphus? That is true. Papa Jim Sisyphus, the part German, part Maumee Indian guy who raises fancy tropical fish down in Texas, It's an awesome spell, and he was a very good worker. And I just want to thank Ms. Michael for being here, by the way. Ms. Michael of AIR is here, Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, and she's helped holding down the chat room, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful worker.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow. And it is great to have all of our AIR associates who do join us in the chat room and who also listen and giving their silent support on the phone. We do appreciate you being here. And I'm sure that as we progress toward the May event at Lucky Mojo, More Than Likely Cat, we're going to have our presenters on so that
yes.
they can be introduced to the public as well. So the people
yes,
can
exactly.
get to know who
That's
some of these people are that we're mentioning behind the scenes here.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are we ready for one more?
Mm-hmm. I am absolutely ready.
All righty. We're approaching the top of the hour, not quite there yet. Here's Moschino 23. This person says, I apologize. Last week I had your line number in my phone, so I was never connected on the right line. I apologize. I will try again next week. So that was that person. Remember, we went through all that thing. Are they there? Are they there? Okay. This is area code 704 Charlotte. Now, this first time now find out, is 704 Charlotte actually in the queue?
I am looking right now, and yes, 704 is in the queue and in the number two position, actually.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So can you bring that person on, and we'll find out if it is, Moschino 23.
Okay, area code 704. He says, yes, it is. Hello, sir. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour with Cat Iron Wood and myself, Dr. Keone. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. It's such a pleasure to meet you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice to hear your voice at last. All right. I'm going to read your thing. I'm having problems getting my girlfriend, kid's mother, to stick to her plans of helping me prosper, not only for business, but to support us as a family. We have two small kids, which we decided to have only after she agreed that she would be a stay-at-home mom and we would start a business, which I would run since she's the breadwinner, being a divorcee of a wealthy athlete. I feel so used after she hadn't held up her end of the deal, since I never wanted kids unless I were sure I could take care of them. She has helped many people, but it seems when it comes to me, she wants to make up every excuse in the book to not help her own boyfriend, me. She uses the money to control me and my actions. The last straw was when her so-called brother, who was so involved in the church, had pulled the covers over her eyes to see things his way by going into business together, only to find out that he was using her for her money, and then she had to take him to court. Has she been worked on and me excluded out of the picture and not reaping the benefits of what I think is mine when we have kids together? After all, she promised me this life so we could eventually tie the knot, only after I feel secure to take care of our household. Now she says that experience is keeping her from doing what she promised in the beginning. I love my kids and want to make sure I get what she promised and more so we don't have to worry so much. Please help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, sir,
yes,
do you think that you've been sort of used as a, let me just put it nicely, a stud horse or something here?
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, exactly.
I mean,
because when we first met, she was, when I first met her, I knew she wanted kids, but I wasn't ready at that time because, I had just met her, but. I was getting older as I, spent more time with her and time went along. So I feel like she kind of, took advantage of it because she did, was registered for the fertility bank or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the waiting list. So, of course, I feel that way. And then me being a father and I have two little girls, I mean, I'm going to, try to be the best father I can. But at the same time, it's just a struggle feeling used like that.
And do the two of you live together?
Yeah. I mean, we were together full time. Then, like I said, her so-called brother-in-law came into the picture, and it was just like we would have our little fights, and we wasn't really getting along soon because I felt like she used me not only once but two times, and then she wanted to they kind of talked into a plan of moving away. So,
mm-hmm.
we broke up, and, you know, we finally got back together, but it's the same thing. Like, you know, I had to take it to court for my little girl because I was like, how are you going to try to leave town and I don't have any say-so in it? You want to listen to these people who suddenly came out of the blue, and, you know, at first when they were calling, she was like, I'm not going to pick them up because the phone up because that's my brother, and he, I know he's probably wanting money or whatnot. And at that time, you know, we were staying together, and then they just came along, and then she just started pretty much, you know, treating them with the utmost and, you know, things like that. And all of a sudden, we carried another child, and 8 months before, you decide you want to just take off and move.
Yeah, you've been put in an unusual position. Many times I hear this sort of story done to a woman, but it has been done to men too. So let this be a lesson. Anyone listening to this show, a man can be treated just as bad as a woman, and women can be victimized someone here, you know, and really used you. Your question, were you done for? In other words, was something done on the spiritual level that has put you in this position where you've been disempowered and kept away from the things that you were promised? That's your question, right?
Yeah, along with, it was kind of, the question kind of reversed. It was more like I was trying to figure out what she put into a position. I guess you can look at it from either angle because it just seems like, you know, once they came around, it was just like the position of me being her child's father and, you know, us being together, like, my opinion really didn't even matter. Everything else came firsthand.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, there was some juju there. There was something there that was done to really influence her, for sure. Kat, from what I'm picking up here, I won't say that it was the kind of full-blown throw-out conjure that we do, but there is something that manipulated this woman for sure, or someone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I see is I see it a kind of a double level here, and it's kind of interesting. First of all, she wanted to manipulate you, and then her family members manipulated her. Okay,
right.
So I have three cards here. The three cards I have, the first card is the card of strength. This is a woman who controls a wild animal, a lion, whatever. She always has been a rather strong woman. She can make men somewhat bend to her will. She has a lot of power. She should use it for good and for helping, but she does like to be a woman who rules and controls over men. So you went for that in this card, the lion, strong man, lion image, bows down to this woman because she's so beautiful, she's got so much going for her, she's tender. She pets the lion on the head, and instead of barking or biting at her, he licks her on the wrist. So a part of you actually felt okay about that, you know what I'm saying, to give your life toward her because you're kind of a more loyal person. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree with you 100%.
Okay. So then the next card is a card of money. And that is the Six of Pentacles. Now that shows someone with some money, well dressed, very lot of money, and they've got they've got two beggars, and they're handing out coins to these beggars, but they're cheating the beggars. I mean, this is kind of one of those things. You look at that card. Why would a man cheat beggars? He pretends to be weighing out the coins. He's got six coins. He doles out four of them, and he holds two back. So there were greedy people involved here, and it's about the money. And any power that you have needs to be stripped away from you, and you have to be left as a beggar, or they're afraid they're not going to get all the money. You see? So
yeah.
She has been somewhat put under this, too. Third card I have is a card that still has her in the rulership position. This is a card called the Nine of Pentacles. This is a woman who controls animals. She has a bird in one hand, and she has a snail at her feet. She has her own garden, her own house. She's quite a well-put-together lady. She's a loving person, but she is a ruler. She's a controller. She has money.
Oh, yeah, that...
that's her,
yes,
huh?
She is. I mean, you can't even imagine. I mean, you calling it right on the head. I mean, I always tell all the time, it's like, you know, when we fall out, I end up telling her, you know, it's like, I know you know that you're spoon-feeding me, but everybody else, you just, you know, you just let them get away with whatever they want to get away with.
So tell me, sir, did you do something to deserve this? I mean, you know, let's be honest here, you know.
No, I mean,
in the doghouse sometimes, okay?
I mean, I understand that, but I mean, you got the cards, you can look at it, and I'm telling the truth. No, there was not another woman. I mean, at times that, you know, she put me on it, after I felt like that, yeah, I've dated, you know, and messed around, but nothing as far as nothing major. It was never an issue with that. It's just that she knew I was vulnerable, and when she got, you know, she got money. I mean, not just a little bit of money. She got, and she kind of pulled the strings the way she want to. It's like I tell her, she's like a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Okay,
and I see that.
You told us, right, and you said that she got, and I think that that's part of the issue here. Okay, the woman has assets. You said that she was married to a professional athlete. What did he play? He's a baller?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Football, whatever. So she was a baller's wife. Football, basketball, is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
What made her take up with you? From a baller with I guess, potentially millions of dollars, and taking you and then treating you like an emasculated, you know, like a castrated
because,
dog.
Because I was, I mean, I guess I'm going to put it to you, just like a guy would do with a woman, you feel that they're vulnerable because, I mean, I didn't have that type of life or been around it, but, I mean, that's a whole different level of money, but I was just introduced as a friend, and so we kind of just kicked it that way, but at the same time, it was just, I'm a genuine person. I'm a Virgo, so she had kids, but I never had kids, so she had kids from her marriage, and I would take time with them and do stuff like that. I mean, that's just me. It was like my father wasn't there, so I see these kids, and their father wasn't there, so I took time up with them. Within the first couple of months, I was taking them to school, you know, and you know, I guess she enjoyed that.
So
I mean,
may I ask, what is your sign of the zodiac, hon?
Virgo,
yeah. See, you're one of those people who wants to do everything right, and Virgos are really like that. They really step up to the plate of responsibility. You know, I think you got took, and like you said, she was on a waiting list for a sperm bank. She wanted to have more kids. She had a lot of money from this divorce. You know, you need to, you need to protect yourself because this is not, you have not been treated right. And I do feel that if it were me, now I'm going to say, you and her are still together now. You're actually not apart right now, right?
No, we're not apart. I mean, but the difference is.
All right, then let me tell you what
to
do. I'm going to cut down the chase here. Let me tell you what to do. I want you to do some kind of a spell on her to get her under your control. I know that's probably the farthest thing from possible it may seem at this time, because she's been in charge of this thing the whole time, except around the money and her family. You know, there's been something
can
done.
I say,
Can
I say something? I actually called in because I do have one of your pretty reputable air workers that helping me on the situation.
Can you tell us who it is?
Oh, the lady with the utmost in San Antonio, the one and only.
Miss Bree. Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
All righty.
Yes.
Both Miss Bree and Mama Hen are in San Antonio. Miss Bree is a wonderful worker. All right. She will help you. And really, because this card that I have are so full of women here, it's good that you have a woman on the case, you see, because, you know, it takes a woman to fight a woman here. I'm going to ask about that work. So what is she doing for you? Is she doing honey jar? Is she doing some success for you? What's she doing?
Yeah, a honey jar, and she said one of the triple mojo bags, because, like, when I'm around, you know, my girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
that would help out. And so,
yes, yes. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. She's right on that. Because what I was thinking, you got to be doing something. I was thinking, you know, like a nation sack, only a man's version of a nation sack. You need to do something.
Yeah.
To put her in that bag. So you
yeah,
want to
yeah.
get a little bit of something of hers in the bag and keep her in the bag. And I know Miss Bree knows that stuff. She is just excellent with that thing. I pulled one more card, and it's the Sun, which is the children. This tells me the children are going to be okay. In other words, the children love you, and you're not going to lose your place that way. That's going to be good. The next card I have after that, it's called a card of the Empress, and this is another woman card. So what I'm seeing is you are a man who really will do well if you can fit into her plan. But the thing is, you've got to control and rule her somewhat on the secret side. In other words, you don't have the open control that some men have over some women because of the financial issues. You have to kind of go after this thing a little bit more on the secret side.
Yeah,
I want to ask a question.
What's that?
Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk over, and I have a bad habit of that, and you all please forgive me. But as soon as you're done,
sorry.
Cat's done, I have a real important question to ask you. But go ahead, please.
Okay. At times, I tell her that, you know, that she always get mad when I don't make a decision. Like, it could be the smallest thing when I'm just trying to be a gentleman and ask what she wants for dinner. She was like, well, you the man. You need to make those decisions. And just, you know, she liked the talk slick and that type, but when you stand up and do it, it's like, you know, she gonna slide back in that role. I mean, she has to be the head honcho regardless, but then gets mad when you just sit back so you don't butt heads, and she says something about it.
I know. Well, all these women ruler cards, the card of strength, and I've laid out five cards here, and every other card is a woman. Strength, Nine of Pentacles, Empress, and they all have yellow skies behind them. These are active woman cards. The Empress is above a queen. This woman wants to be on a pedestal. She really wants to be the Empress, but she wants the idea of a strong man. You know, she's confused herself. I mean, you know, because, like you said, if you don't want to butt heads with her, don't act like it's a threat, but just be more... like I said, keep her under some control, but secretly. Another thing you may do that might be of value would be to, do you ever do anything like where you could get her fingernails or her toenails? Could you get her hair? Could you get things like that of her?
I mean, yeah, I got her hair. I got her hair.
Okay. Anything
she,
you can get of her.
She brushes her hair.
Okay. Anything you can get of her like that, I want you to put that in your mojo bag, and I want you to, if you can, this is somewhat similar to. Now, excuse me, because here we're talking about people, and I'm going to have to just talk a little bit nasty, okay?
Okay.
You have to rule and control her head. Now, her hair is her head, right? So I want you to take that hair. Wrap it up somehow, like either put it in a little piece of cloth or wrap it up. And you don't necessarily have to make a doll of it. Just wrap it up and put it in that bag. And as you do this, I want you to be praying. You have to say, I rule and control your mind. Let your mind be where your hair is, that your head is. Let your mind follow my directions. And then I want you to put something of yourself on that. And excuse my language, but I'd like you to pee on it. Reason I say pee is, you know how a dog pees or a cat pees on property to mark it as their own? I want you to mark her for yours. In other words, you get to do it. Now, a lot of times when people pee on something, they go, oh, that's so rough or that's so nasty. But it is done to dominate. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
I know that sounds very old-fashioned, and don't make a big stinking mess of it. Some people would rather use essence of bend over oil, and that's fine too if you'd rather use essence of bend over oil than pee. But the old way would be to pee on it. But you want to get that thing of hers, her hair or whatever it is, her fingernails, whatever, wrapped up in a piece of cloth, pee on it, let it dry out, put it in your mojo bag. Don't put it in wet, ugh, but just let it dry out. That is something to say, I'm in charge here. You know, I have rulership over your mind. Now, Dr. K has been waiting very patiently to say something.
Okay. Thank you.
What do you have to say, Dr. K? Hello? Uh-oh, he's gone. All right. Well, Dr. K, come back in. Where are you? he's still here, but I don't see him. Not talking to us. Dr. Keone, are you there? All right. Well, I hope he
calls. I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened either, and I don't know how to run the board without him. So let's just hope he dials back in. While I still have you on the phone, because I can't pick up anybody
else.
Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
You got bopped down.
We're here.
Again. All right.
Yeah,
so you were waiting to say something. What are you going to say, Dr. K?
Yes, sir. One of the things I wanted to ask you, sir, is I'm going to ask you a little bit about your physical stature. You are a physical specimen of a man, meaning that you are in good shape, are you not?
Yeah, I work out pretty good.
You work out. In other words, you take care of yourself. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. The reason I ask you this, and I'm going to be very blunt with you, sir, okay? This woman was looking to have another baby, all right? I've seen this thing time and time again. She was looking to have another baby. She chose you maybe partly because of some other qualities, but she also chose you to be a sperm donor, okay?
Oh, yeah, that figures. That already sunk in.
I see that in the cards. I see that, okay? And what happened here, sir, I don't mean to call you out, but you brought your business out here. I didn't ask you to come on this show, all right? But you wimped up, man, okay?
Yeah.
And when you wimped out, all right, she lost respect for you. I don't know what all made you, you know, made her disrespect you. There's nothing wrong with any man being a strong man with a strong woman and even humbling yourself to that woman. But you still have to maintain a level of respect with that woman, and that woman has to be able to respect you, because if a woman ever stops respecting you, you know, then this is the sort of thing that happens. And her family started looking at you and saying, what has he got? What does he bring to the table? You married to a baller. Look at all this money you have. What's this man doing? La, 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 la. And all those chicken heads in the background talking to her, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next thing, and her brother and all of these people talking, and the next thing you know, she's agreeing with them and saying, you know, you're right. He don't have to be, because she's already looking for a reason to get rid of you. She had a reason for bringing you into the situation, but all of those things that you thought were good reasons for being there, you're a good man. You love the children. Da 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 da. She don't give a flip about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's where you are right now. And as Kat is saying to you, the only way for you to salvage the situation is by regaining control. Possibly you might be able to regain control of her head. But Kat, this sounds like a very, very stubborn woman, almost Taurus-like, who once she made up her mind, she is not going to change it. And there's nothing you can put on her head that's going to make her do it, short of some very, 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 very powerful dark magic, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I said, putting her in a bag is one thing, but then you know the Empress comes out. This is a lady who wants to be in charge. If it were me, I would but you're right, never to fight with her. But don't be, you know, that's the thing. Some of these women, and I know I'm one of them, they want a strong man. They don't want him to be too humble, but then they don't want him to be, you know, weak. But then they don't want him to rule. You know, it's like this kind of push and pull. And it's hard sometimes to find that balance. This lady is not very balanced herself. So
no.
Do what you have to do. If you do anything, like you ever give her a massage, put some controlling oil, essence of bend over oil, in the massage oil. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, I want you to do some hands-on work on this lady that's going to, you know, bring her under your control, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, her side of the story, you know, maybe that, oh, you're just so wimpy and weak. But on the other hand, she's had two children with you, so after the first one, she should have known your personality. You know what I mean? So she's kind of conflicted herself as to how much she wants to rule and how much she wants to be ruled. You all have to work that out. But you need a little more power on your side. John the Conqueror route is your friend, you know, and that's what's going to, that makes your male power. And but always be giving her gifts that are dressed and prepared, okay?
Keep on
working on her physically. Okay? If it was a woman in your position who had a powerful male, I would also say use food, feed her something. But in your situation, I think you can touch her with it, with the massage and with the, and, you know, any kind of gifts you give her, you know, whatever. But I think you're going to have to work very hard to get that marriage, get your courage up. Get your courage up. You got a road to hoe here, but she's worth it, I think, in the end. She is actually a very, very, very powerful lady. And more power to you if you can bring her in. You know, it's like taming a wild horse. She's trying to tame you, but you got to try to tame her, okay?
Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, I mean, what it all, what boosts the whole situation is, you know, I got two little girls that I care about, and I just want to, you know, make sure that I'm doing my part, because, I mean, without that, you know,
no,
I refuse to be pissed out of their life.
That part is fine. Remember I said I got the card of the sun? The children are fine. That's a, and really, that's always going to be good. That's not even at risk. Do not worry. Do not worry about the children. They will always love you because you are a good person. That's pretty obvious. All right. I really wish you all the best.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Okay. Take care.
And good. And when you say, and when you talk to Miss Bree, tell her we all said hi. Just to let the listeners know, our dear little Miss Bree is expecting a blessed event very shortly. We all have our prayers out for Miss Bree, and we love her. So tell her hi.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
You
guys have a nice night.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too, brother. Take care. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling, and I wish that everything will work out for you, sir. People are saying, well, Dr. K is calling him out, and yeah, I'm calling him out because he put it out here, and Kat, you were nice. Okay, you were very, very nice, and yeah, I see these things, and, you know, sorry to say, but, you know, he's in a situation where he should have manned up a long time ago. Women will try you, gentlemen, just to see what they can get away with and to see how much of a man you are. And many times they will push you and do things deliberately, especially in relation, even long-standing relationships, but especially in the outset of relationships, to find out whether or not you will stand up to them. And if the woman sees you won't stand up to her, or you will buckle under or cave in, then she will walk all over you and use you like a roll of Charmin. Okay? Charmin tissue. Mm-hmm. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm.
Well, and this call proves, too, is that it's not just a one-way street. It's not just women that cave in to men. Men sometimes cave in to women. And really, I'm just one of these old hippies who think that everybody should find the level of equality that suits them both. If people want to have a dominant and submissive relationship, let them agree to it first. You know, if they want to have an equalitarian relationship, let them agree to that first. I used to say, when I was young, I said every relationship should be of equals. Now I find out I was wrong. I wanted that, but I know other people don't. But what you have to do is agree to the kind of relationship you both want before you get into it, and not try to rejigger that thing afterwards. So that's just my opinion. He can be in a situation where he is what, a kept man, where he is a sperm bank, but he needs respect. He needs respect, and he needs that marriage. That's what he's asking for. And I don't feel him to be shamed in any way to be in that situation. He needs respect, and he should get it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it may not really turn out that way, especially if he doesn't have the energy and the power to really turn that situation around. I think you gave some great ideas. Mm-hmm. I have used the trick that you're talking about plenty of times with male clients and tell them mm-hmm. to apply some urine to the hair of the woman, mm-hmm. you know, take it and wrap it around a piece of John McConkle root or licorice mm-hmm. root really is mm-hmm. great. You know, if you can get a piece of licorice root and drill a hole through it, a small drill hole through it, and then thread the woman's hair through it, and you can make it into mm-hmm. a little charm like that. You know, and just
yeah.
you can smoke it and give it oil and everything. And you keep working that thing, and you will see a change. You will definitely see a change in that woman if her head mm-hmm. can be worked on just using a piece of licorice root, her hair, and your urine, like Kat told you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you another one, master root.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old trick. Mm-hmm. You take a master root and name it for you, and you take a little weak things like broom straws is always good, and name them for the other people, and then wrap them up and bind them to you, so you're the master. That's another one. You can use a small piece of master root or a big whole master root, but in any way you do it, you want to bind them to you, and you can use sewing thread to wrap them around. And another way that I was kind of getting at this, but I didn't hear the words that kind of let me know he was going there. Some men who are in a submissive position to women often will be in a position where they may do things for the woman and be able to get some things of the woman. For instance, I had one client. He would do the woman's nails. I don't mean he polished them and manicured them, but he would clip her nails for her feet, and he got all her toenails, right? And so when you can get all of someone's toenails, all 10 toenails, and all 10 fingernails, you've got something very powerful there because you've got their hands and their feet. And that is a way to work them and to keep them under your control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can turn them and work them. You surely can.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, we have given you some great ideas here for the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, from the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour for your personal situations and how to handle difficult people, and like this last caller where he has lost respect in his own household. These are ideas that you can use to help you gain respect and help you tilt the playing field, so to speak, back in your favor. Mm-hmm. Kat, mm-hmm. we're down at the end of the hour. We only have 4 minutes, so should we just go ahead and wrap up here and talk about...
Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap it up. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is I'd like to just brainstorm just a couple of more things on this idea of men ruling women. I'm going to tell another one because, I mean, I have 100 of them in my head. Another one is people use this when they want to bind someone up. You can take and make a jack ball on them that's a binding jack ball. Some of you all read my book, that thing called Love Me or Die. Okay, there's other variations that you could do of that. Again, if you had her 10 fingernails and her 10 toenails and some of her hair, especially if it was longish hair, you could wrap around in that. And then you start with sewing thread and you're going to make a ball. And you're going to wrap it around, round. And as you wrap it, you just say, you know, I'm wrapping you by rule and control. And you make a jack ball with her stuff at the center, but you're making it with the intention of ruling controlling. Now you have a jack ball that you can work on her rather than a jack ball to be used as a divination or a form of contact. That's the one where you can then say, come to me, come to me, come to me, right? You can wear that thing on a long string, and you want to wear it under your armpit so it gets the sweat of your armpit. This is for a man now, with the sweat of your armpit soaking into that jack ball so that she comes under your command. And Nagashiva points out another one, snails. Snails are used to rule and control women because snails have a female element of mucus to them. And people will take a snail and put it on their woman's genitals while she's asleep and don't know it, and then parch that snail in the oven till it dies and dries, and grind it up. That can be used as a powder to stop her from running around. There's many, many things. You throw a few out.
Mm-hmm. That is an old time when there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's just many, many ways for to rule and control a person. One other one, which is more of a candle magic, is to burn a skull candle put their stuff in it and influence their thoughts that way.
Mm-hmm. All right, my friend, you've got some ideas here. We hope that you'll be able to make a change in your marital situation. Those of you that are having issues with people in your life, whether they're your boss, your friends, family, etc., you can oftentimes regain control by the very, very and these things we told you. Thank you for listening to the Lucky Mojo Weekly Rework Hour. Until next week, and on behalf of Cat Iron Wood, I am Dr. Keone. We'll be talking to you and listening to your problems 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/ the Lucky Mojo Rework Hour. You'll be able to hear this show in its entirety online at blogtalkradio.com/ Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Woodwork Hour in about 45 minutes after this show ends. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and good to you. Good night.
Good night.